This is Janet Spencer, Trivia Queen, with a trivia quiz for you. Can you answer today's quick and quirky questions about tales from our time and how things came to be? Today's question is about a toy. After World War II ended, Leslie and Rodney went into business together in England, combining their first names to form Lesney Products. They bought surplus die-casting machines and began turning out industrial parts. Later, they hired Jack O'Dell, who began designing die casts for toy vehicles, modeling them after a successful line of toy trucks called Dinky Toys. In 1950, the company was just about to release a toy wedding coach when disaster struck. The Korean War began. Zinc, essential in the die-casting process, was no longer available because it was needed for the war effort. The wedding coach was mothballed, and the company struggled to survive, turning out tin toys instead. Finally, in 1952, the ban on zinc was lifted. Just then, Britain's King George VI died, and his daughter Elizabeth succeeded him as queen. Lindsay decided to transform the wedding coach into a coronation coach instead, and the new toy was released just before Elizabeth ascended the throne. The first version of the coach was 15 inches long, and they sold well. O'Dell's daughter wanted to take one to school for show and tell, but the teacher would only allow children to bring items that were small enough to fit into a standard box of matches. O'Dell subsequently designed a coronation coach that was less than 2 inches long. The company sold over 1 million of them. Then they shrank all of their toy vehicles to 1 inch or 2 in size, selling them for 40 cents each. They were wildly popular. What are the tiny cars called? I'll be back in a moment with the answer. The cars are called matchbox cars.